You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. The city of Richmond is home to about 100,000 people, and it's a study in contrasts. For one thing, there's the oil refinery run by Chevron, the 18th largest company in the world. Then there's the city's leadership. Mayor Gail McLaughlin represents the Green Party. Under the Richmond Progressive Alliance, the city adopted the highest minimum wage in California and created an ambitious plan to rescue underwater mortgages. Richmond has an extraordinary blend of business and social interests, but the balance could change dramatically on November 4th when a new mayor is elected. Over the last 2 months, KALW's Todd Whitney has been following the mayoral campaigns and attended the debates. Here's his report.
About 100 people are here at Richmond City Hall for a debate sponsored by the League of Women Voters. It's an overflow crowd, and there are so many folks here that some of them have to watch all the action on flat screens around the council chambers. And while the audience is packed in, the chairs where the council members usually sit are mostly empty. There's only three individuals there, Nat Bates, Tom Butt, and Uche Wahemu, and one of them will be Richmond's next mayor. It's a small field compared to the 15 people running in Oakland, but there's still a lot riding on this election, and that's drawn some young folks out today.
My name is Jordan Mason. I am 16 years old. I like Uche. I like how his beliefs are and how he supports local communities. Go Uche.
No, he's not quite able to vote for Uche Wahemu just yet. But some of his older peers are. And they're not just voting. Many Richmond youth are volunteering to work on Wahemu's campaign. And he's playing up that fresh take on politics to separate himself from Bates and Butt, both of whom are currently serving on the city council.
Let me make this very clear. They have had their chance to lead this community. They have failed. In November, we have a good opportunity here to begin a change in Richmond.
Richmond has one of the highest unemployment rates in the Bay Area, at 9.9%. Part of Wahemu's plan to improve is to create a tech hub and an incubator that teaches Richmond's youth computer skills.
But one of the things we have to pay attention is, one, we have over 35% unemployment among our youth. So how do we deal with that?
While Wahemu is focusing on building up the youth, Nat Bates is banking on his experience. He's been involved in Richmond politics since 1967, and he intends to solve the unemployment problem by attracting businesses to Richmond.
You have to create a friendly business climate, of which this city does not have.
Bates wants to make it easier and faster for businesses to move into Richmond by consolidating the permit process. It's what he calls a one-stop shop.
You've got to create a climate where businesses want to come to your city.
The biggest business in Richmond is also a big Bates supporter, Chevron. And the company spent some $3 million on the local election. And then there's Tom Butt, who's worked in City Hall for nearly 20 years. He has the endorsement of the Richmond Progressive Alliance. That's current Mayor Gail McLaughlin's party. And some are looking to Butt to continue her progressive legacy, but he's mostly avoided that rhetoric in his campaign.
What we've focused on, and I think what is most important, is improving the quality of life in Richmond. If we do that, businesses want to come here, particularly small businesses.
Butt's an architect, and he views infrastructure and public safety as the keys to a successful Richmond. He calls it nuts and bolts. And he points to examples of growth as reasons to stay on the same track. One of those victories is drawing an extension of the Lawrence Berkeley Lab to Richmond.
Richmond is not a city that needs to be fixed. We had a lot of problems that need to be addressed. But I want to tell you, we're making huge improvements in the quality of life in Richmond. We just need to keep going and do more and do it better.
At the debate, the three candidates spoke mostly in political platitudes and generalities. And that lack of depth in responses and pushback by moderators, it frustrated many attendees like Mark Wasberg.
They cannot ask no questions. All you do is fill out some stupid, write down your comments, and they're going to pick the questions that they want to answer.
So Richmond voters will have to do the best they can with the information that they've got. And it's important, of course, in a city of contrast like Richmond, where oil interests have competed against a green mayor for the past 8 years, the next mayor will eventually have to face a lot of tough questions. In Richmond, I'm Todd Whitney for Cross Currents.
What do you think the city of Richmond needs? What's working there and what isn't? Leave your ideas on our feedback line. It's 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106, and we may get your call on the air.